Thank you, Lord, for your promise of safety in a time of danger. Quoting from Psalm 91, "Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him." Please help those who are not ready to press in and take your warning seriously. Amen. Well, today was a welcome break when the Lord invited me to dance. Nothing fancy. We were dancing in a very different way, as a matter of fact. Our arms were down by our sides, but elbows bent and holding one another's forearms and gazing into each other's eyes and swaying gently to the music. It was so sweet and so comforting. Thank you for dancing with me, Lord. Jesus began, "It was my delight." Thank you. Please, Lord, I'm listening. What do you want to say to us today? I'm so happy to be here with you, Claire. So very happy. And I love it when we're in the palace together. I do too. It's become a home to me. And it just happens so quickly. All of a sudden, I'm there. And indeed, it is home to you. You're forever home. But many of your people are not ready. Very many. Life has gone on as usual, and they've forgotten to prepare themselves for the rapture. They've fallen back into the world again. That is one reason why I'm giving you rapture indicators. They just are not ready. There are many young ones who yet have not got a properly prepared conscience. Yes, I get that in my own family. And I can't push it. All I can do is lay it out and pray. That's as far as I can go with it. But suffice it to say, some of my family is not coming in the rapture. And I think also that some of them want to stay and help others, which is virtuous, but I don't know if they really understand what they're coming up against, what it's really going to be like. Jesus continued, "There's just enough time to spark a light under them, goad them on, and chide them gently. Yet many will stay because it is their destiny. How I wish for them to be prepared, but they are so far from being prepared. Their lives are filled with clutter, wasting time on things that will have no value to them when it hits. I know about that scorn button. It's hard, very hard. Yeah, I can see the waste of time, all right, but I know that if I bring something up, it's just like brick wall." He continued, "But you have to keep on going even when your counsel is not accepted and you are not respected for who you are. Things were the same in my family. Of course, my mother knew, as did my father. But relatives, no, they would never accept that there was something different about me. So I had to let it go. And you will have to do the same, for a prophet is not without honor, except in their own home and city. Now, you had several questions of me about the Al-Aqsa Mosque." That's the Dome of the Rock. He continued, "This event is still underway and planned. However, there are other scenarios as well, and with prayer, I have been able to take them down, such as the bombs on the ship." There were bombs on a Chinese ship that was headed for D.C., and I'm not sure where else. New York, D.C., and various government agencies. He continued, "They are no longer a threat, but there are still many threats, not the least of which is the Muslim jihadists. When the Dome of the Rock is destroyed, unless something changes, cell groups will be activated. This is something I want you all prepared for. Yes, you see, it could come nigh your dwelling. but my angels are stationed, and it is my spirit that inspired Ezekiel to pray Psalm 91 every day over the family. Yeah, I know there was that national incident. The people up north of Taos in Amalia, we used to live there. It's a real wilderness area there. Nothing but elk and bear and lion. And yeah, we lived there, and that's where that group was. That was a jihadist group training children to go into schools and shoot people. And we have a mosque not too far from here, between here and the mountains in Taos. And I know of several different camps, a huge training camp about 50 miles from here. So we're not in any way, shape, or form exempt from attack. In fact, one day, Ezekiel and I were down by the canyon and the river, the Rio Grande River. It's very, very beautiful in the canyon. Coming home when we stopped, three Middle Eastern guys got out of a car and were just kind of hanging around talking and stretching their legs. And I just got a very strong feeling that they were a cell. I don't know if that was true, but here we are out in the middle of nowhere. Jesus continued, with every member of the clay feet that is brought to justice, the risk increases. Prayer is no longer any kind of option. It is an absolute necessity. And I want you to make that perfectly clear to the channel. The greatest protection you have is prayer. Guns are not an option. You are way outnumbered. That time may come, but not when you're still here. You see how important this is? I do, Lord. Please get everyone to pray Psalm 91 and be on the alert for activated cells. You have many in Taos, believe it or not. For the most part, they are trained to go out of the area. This will be safer than the cities. But do not incite fear, incite prayer. In the meantime, I'm highly blessed by your efforts with music. Please, do not slack off. Please, press in. Okay, dear ones, so I am digging up music that is publishable and putting it up on the new channel with a teaser on the regular Still Small Voice channel. Things that I was waiting to make better than what they are, and I'm going to really apply myself and try and get them out. So that's something you have to look forward to. I love you all very dearly, and thank you so much for supporting us and for praying for us. We need that so badly, and we really, really appreciate it. I know the Lord will bless you greatly for your efforts on our behalf. And I just want to make a recommendation that you get on Bible Hub or someplace and get a download, an MP3 of Psalm 91 that you can listen to over and over again. And that will be a strengthening psalm and is also praying protection over you at the very same time. But the Lord is asking that we all pray this psalm every day over our families. God bless you, heart dwellers. Love you dearly.